How much you pay for auto, home, and renter's insurance depends a lot on your credit score. If your credit is good, you tend to pay less. If it's not so good, you likely pay more. In Washington, there's now an effort to ban the use of credit-based insurance scoring to set rates. Supporters say it's a matter of racial justice. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins explains.
Marie doesn't want us to use her full name because she works in the insurance industry and is worried about her job. But she's got a story to tell.
I'm a safe driver. My husband and I have a long history of being insured, but I can't afford the insurance at my own company.
That's right. Marie is priced out of the auto insurance sold by the company she works for, and that's with an employee discount. Why is this?
Because I don't have a high credit score.
You see, Marie and her husband are renters, and they don't use credit cards. That means they don't have much credit history. And here's the rub. Insurance companies use credit scores to help set rates. Marie gets why they do it. Those scores are correlated with risk. Even so, she doesn't like it, especially as an African-American woman.
I think that in our community, we are less likely to use credit and less likely to be homeowners. We're less likely to have those factors that would make us appeal to insurance companies.
That's why Marie supports a bill in the Washington legislature that would prohibit the use of credit history to determine rates for personal lines of insurance. The bill was requested by the state's insurance commissioner, Mike Kreidler. He says the use of credit scoring harms low-income people and, by extension, people of color.
I've known for years, it's been well documented, that this had a disparate impact.
Kreidler first proposed a ban on credit scoring a decade ago. He says he revived the idea this year because of the economic fallout from the pandemic and because of the recent push for racial justice.
The whole Black Lives Matter and racial consciousness certainly helped to elevate it again.
But the idea has run into stiff opposition from the insurance industry. At a recent public hearing on the bill, industry representatives defended credit scoring as objective, fair, and accurate.
In fact, the use of these scores is the opposite of racial discrimination.
Tony Cotto represents the National Association of Mutual Insurance Companies.
I'm a married Hispanic male in Kentucky who has a law degree, drives a 15-year-old truck, and works for NAMIC. And an insurance score wouldn't tell you any of those things because it doesn't matter. What matters is how I behave.
Consumer advocates, though, say that misses the point. Douglas Heller is with the Consumer Federation of America. He says that while credit scores may not reveal someone's race, they are a proxy for race.
Whether intentionally or not, the impact is there, the unfairness is there, and the discrimination is there.
One thing that isn't up for debate is that credit scores carry a lot of weight with insurance companies. In fact, the insurance commissioner's office says someone with good credit and a drunk driving conviction could pay less than someone with bad credit and no DUI. Still, the proposal to ban the use of credit scoring has drawn opposition from minority Republicans in the legislature and from the Democratic chair of the Senate Business, Financial Services, and Trade Committee, Mark Mullett.
The problem you're trying to solve is somebody who has bad credit but is a good driver. You want to give them a path to lower their insurance premiums.
But Mullett worries if credit scoring is banned, good drivers with good credit will see their rates go up. And he predicts that would hit older drivers especially hard because he sees a clear correlation between credit scores and age.
I think the unintended consequence is you would have a huge cost shift of younger consumers having their insurance premiums go down and older consumers having their insurance premiums go up.
While Mullett opposes an outright ban on credit scoring, he says he is willing to restrict how much weight insurance companies give to credit scores. He also supports an 18-month moratorium on insurance companies raising rates on people whose credit scores have fallen due to the pandemic. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.